And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break production of Fortis Institute. The state of Texas is putting the Bible back into the classroom. The State Board of Education voted 9-5 recently to add new required readings, including the Book of Exodus and the Shepherd's Psalm. Board member Julie Pickering said that they point students to the traditions that shape Western civilization. But the instant scripture started to become part of the conversation while critics found their voices. And it's funny how that works. Now, contrast that with Minneapolis, where the city council just voted 9-2 to lift a 38-year ban on public bathhouses just in time for Pride. So why was it there to begin with? Well, the AIDS epidemic. So the council, they weighed that history, they checked the calendar, and they reopened the doors that disease once closed. Scripture warns about due penalty for our actions, and Minneapolis may be about to find out exactly what that means. And from a celebration to a nightmare, former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says Child Protective Services came to his Michigan home to interview the 4-year-old twins he's raising with his husband. And it all came from an anonymous caller that claimed he had confessed to violent crimes in a town that he's never even visited. Officials dismissed it within a day as political. And across the pond, with temperatures near 104 this week, Britain is ordering homeowners to rip out their air conditioning. The units give off too much carbon dioxide, they say, so cooling is a last resort. And you rose first. One Londoner was ordered to remove 2 units and open the windows instead. When he warned that open windows in a high-crime city invite burglars, inspectors brushed it off. So the choice is heat stroke or break-in. All to save the planet. And back home, the Supreme Court recently revoked temporary protected status for a group of migrants, and one defender went looking for sympathy in the worst possible spot. His argument? 30% of these migrants, here for 2 years at most, are carrying home mortgages. That was meant to tug at your heart. Instead, it raised a fair question of how does a temporary visitor land a 30-year loan? And it sings more when you see who can't get one. A new analysis finds over 25 million Americans aged 18 to 34 now live with their parents. 1 in 3, a record high. And these aren't just basement slackers. About 70% of the older ones have steady jobs. They just can't afford one, with the median home near $400,000, up 34% since 2019. So temporary migrants are closing on mortgages, while a third of our young people can't leave their childhood bedrooms. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.